Nicole Campbell owns Petal Pusher, a Green Bay florist shop.
We're thrilled. Really excited about it.
Weddings make up half of her business. Campbell says the prospect of large-scale same-sex weddings opens up a whole new demographic.
We have so many, and, you know, working in this industry, we have a lot of friends that are in the same-sex relationships. So I'm hoping that they all call us, and we have some really good time working with them on their flowers, too.
Gay couples put on spectacles just as hetero couples do. Michael Vinson of Alloway and his now legally recognized husband were near the front of the line at the Brown County Clerk's Office on Monday. The two had a commitment ceremony in 2012.
We had the cake, the DJ, the hall, the whole works.
And it wasn't cheap.
So we spent, you know, between $15,000 to $20,000 on our wedding.
Beyond the formal wear, presents, cake, and flowers, weddings draw in out-of-town guests. Jason Ray is the executive director for Wisconsin's LGBT Chamber of Commerce. He says other sectors also stand to benefit.
Now, we actually have one of our chamber members that specializes in divorces. And, you know, this marriage decision doesn't just help those in the wedding industry, but it's also those in financial planning and the legal community who are setting up wills and estates and trusts and things like that for couples. So this decision will have a far-ranging economic impact in our community.
Ray says gay marriages are estimated to generate hundreds of millions of dollars in neighboring states. He says now some of that money can stay in Wisconsin. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.